Ron and Anian.
If I don't fix your car, whether it's here or at the shop, you're not coming back. There's no 3 out of 10 hitter in baseball in auto repair. You got to be 10 out of 10.
The things you say, you're unbelievable.
The Car Doctor.
The scan tool I was using had cam reset in their menu. It didn't work. Reached out and got another one. That didn't work. Finally got, I took out an OTC Evolve. That worked.
Welcome to the radio home of Ron and Anian, the Car Doctor. Since 1991, this is where car owners the world over turn to for their definitive opinion on automotive repair. If your mechanic's giving you a busy signal, pick up the phone and call in. The garage doors are open.
But I am here to take your calls at 855-560-9900.
And now, here's Ronnie.
You're unbelievable.
Hey, it's time to start your engines. Hello and welcome. I'm Ron and Andy and the Car Doctor rolling along here for the next 2 hours at 855-560-9900. Call in, get your car problems answered. Let's talk about it. Let's solve it. And let's get you out on the road nice and safe. 855-560-9900. More information at cardoctorshow.com. Keep in mind, if you're podcasting the Car Doctor and taking us wherever you're going, and we know a lot of you are in this day and age of electronics and technology, you can do so via TuneIn, iHeart, iTunes Radio. Click subscribe, take the podcast with you. And we thank you for doing that. It helps our cause and keeps us up here on radio talking to you about your car and its problems. I go to the deli on Saturday morning, and there's no mystery there, right? We've all talked about this. You've heard me talk about my excursions into the local deli for breakfast. And it's a slice of Americana. And one of the things I really enjoy about is listening and not talking and hearing the things that are going on around me and the conversations. And one fella in particular was down at the far end of the counter this morning talking about a problem he was having with his 2010 Cadillac SRX. He had a bad power window motor, and, you know, the old school, I was a mechanic 20 years ago. I used to fix on my own cars and work on my own cars, and it wasn't a problem. And the dealer told me it was going to be this much, and a repair shop told me it was going to be that much. I put my own power window motor in. And I'm listening with great interest, especially when he got to the part where, but it still didn't work. And I'm not quite sure what to do. So I sort of wandered down to the end of the counter and explained to him, I let him explain to me what he had done, and clearly it was a bad motor, and I explained to him, do you have a scan tool capable of programming the motor? And he and his three buddies that were sitting there as they were all reveling about how bad mechanics were, that we overcharge for what we do, all kind of looked at me like I had three heads. And it brought to mind a conversation that is really key to our next conversation we're about to have here on the Car Doctor, because it really sort of tells the tale of what a scan tool can do today, because it's far more than something for just doing trouble codes, as we're all, you know, expecting it to be. Do you have any codes? Is the check engine light on, and so forth? And it's really a very important conversation we're about to have with none other than Steve Zak. He is the technical instructor for Bosch Automotive, Bosch OTC. And we've actually brought up and we've contracted with none other than David Letterman and Barry White to introduce Steve. Take it away, Dave.
And the number one romantic word when spoken by Barry White, here we go.
Scan tool.
You're the first, the last, my everything.
Hey, Mr. Zak, how are you today, sir? A very long time since we last spoke here on radio, and always a pleasure to have you.
Hey, Ron, how are you?
Good. What's you know, Steve, that conversation in the deli is real. Just like, unlike Barry White and David Letterman, they weren't here in studio. I just want to let you know that we're not that big a deal, but we do love you. For that guy with the Cadillac SRX, what's his problem? He can't do this without a scan tool, can he?
No, problem today with any of the newer cars with control area network. It'd be probably 2004 newer for Asian and domestic, and 2005 and up for European. You know, you have to now take the component you're installing in a car that may be like a window motor, or even an idle air control motor, or even a throttle body, and you have to program that component to the vehicle. They actually make window motors for a Cadillac that might fit just not just a Cadillac, but it might fit a Buick. So every car is a little bit different. So what happens now, I have to actually program the component to match up with the car's controller. So it knows the bin spec, it knows the wheelbase, et cetera, a whole variety of stuff.
Maybe
in that
auto,
particular case.
Maybe auto up, maybe auto up, auto down. So it's a base motor that the software gives it its character and uniqueness.
Correct. It might be the distance of the windows frame and how far it has to travel that's different from the Buick versus Cadillac. It might be how much torque it's required, et cetera. So now I got to program that controller, program that motor to match up with that controller so it does the job properly.
Now,
that's just, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, so now scan tools are just so much more than a code reader. You know, 2 weeks ago, or at last week's show, I was telling the tale of I was working on a Ford, and you know as well as the listeners about, you know, I've got more than a few scan tools in the shop, and it's the ability of, you know, what works and what doesn't. And I'm happy to report, Steve, that the Bosch Evolve, the Bosch OTC Evolve I'm currently working with, outperformed all the other scan tools in the shop in that I was doing a Ford. I had to do a cam reset, which is a memory reset function after fixing a fuel trim problem. And the Evolve was the only one that worked on this particular vehicle.
Yeah, you know, not only that, you know, when you think about it, with the cars today, they're adding so many additional features for safety and emissions that are required to be keep you from getting killed in a car wreck or avoiding car wrecks. So you need a scan tool that allows you to actually calibrate all that componentry. And that's part of what's available on Evolve. The special test features allow you to calibrate things such as the camera and the radar system so that it's working properly.
You were, you know, speaking of which, you were at a seminar, and I don't want to give away trade secrets, but you presented a seminar recently on that. Bosch taking the lead? Can we talk about that as far as the cameras and the safety functions and how it's going to tie into the scan tool in the future going forward? What can you tell?
Yeah, of course we can. Yeah. You know, one of the interesting parts is that although SafeLight, the window glass company, does, you know, we work with them very closely, building targets and teaching them how to calibrate. But, you know, as cars grow more powerful, they have, you know, autonomous vehicles that will steer around objects, apply the braking controls so that you don't hit something, so you don't hit a pedestrian. And what's happening now, every one of those cameras and radar systems have to be calibrated if the cars have a windshield replacement or it's been in a slight minor 5-mile-per-hour bumper. And our scan tools have all that information, and we're continually adding that information on a quarterly basis. We update that tool constantly to have the latest revisions of vehicle test procedures.
Now, you are the OE manufacturer supplier of many scan tools and parts. I mean, you're Bosch. My gosh, you're the 800-pound gorilla in the room.
Not only that, not only do we manufacture scan tools for General Motors and Ford and Toyota, we also manufacture radar systems and camera systems and controllers and sensors and relays for almost all manufacturers, injectors, etc.
So
we're not just making scan tools, we're making parts.
So why then, I'm not sure if I'm asking the right guy, but so when I ran into the problem with the other manufacturers of scan tools, and you know, some of them are based here, but they're the software is rewritten in China. They're the Chinese scan tools, as we all know them to exist in the industry. They don't necessarily always work. Why is it that they don't, but you do? What are you guys doing different?
We license our software from the manufacturer. By licensing that, they give us the rights and the ability to go down into the system, and we have the codes that allow us to get in there to actually perform those tests. You know, what happens with a lot of the what's called reverse engineering, where these manufacturers from other countries, they buy a scan tool that's made for Ford, and they'll reverse engineer that, but that doesn't give them the code. They can't get the code to actually get into the program and window motor or you know, camera calibration. So that, you know, that's the difference. We're buying or licensing our software directly from the manufacturer, even though we manufacture for them.
So suffice it to say, let's say I'm a collision shop and I'm doing an airbag reset after doing a major repair, and I'm using an Evolve. I can have confidence at that point that if I can connect to the vehicle and the test is there, that test is verified, it will work.
Correct.
It's not going to be an issue, because I have also heard cases of some of the Chinese scan tools and some of the other manufacturer scan tools. They're connecting into cars, and if it's reverse engineered, I've heard cases where airbags have deployed when they're doing module resets and they've created other problems in the system.
I have not heard that, but the thing that everybody forgets about with an airbag is, you know, when you're replacing an airbag because the car's been in a collision, you know, you have to be able to program that controller to that vehicle. Now, obviously, the airbag has to come from the dealer with the actual program for that particular vehicle because, you know, you're not allowed to reprogram in the aftermarket. Only a dealer can.
Right.
And even then, they can't either, you know, because of safety purposes on airbags.
Well, right, but and I guess the point we're both making is it's when you're dealing with safety, whether it's cameras, airbags, collision issues, you kind of want to know the software is legit and written for the vehicle under license. I like that word, under license.
That's the right word.
Yeah,
exactly.
You know, because not a lot of guys are licensing. There's a lot of clone stuff out there. One of the things I like about the Evolve, and I just want to talk about it real quick in our last 2 minutes. You know, you're doing something, you guys have taken a very bold step and done something that no other scan tool manufacturer has done. You've put wiring diagrams right in the tool. I don't see that anywhere else.
Yeah, the interesting part to that, that's Valley Forge. We write the wiring diagrams for most OEMs, and then we license all that wiring diagram back to the OEM or back to Missiles or back to All Data. So basically what you're looking at when you are there is you're looking at actual wiring diagrams that we manufacture that we then license out to others and their OEM base. And what's really nice, if you keep that tool updated annually, that software is always there. We don't distinguish that software and take it out after a year. It's basically just keep it licensed and away you go.
Wow. Steve, real quick before I let you go, I got two questions. Where's the Evolve built? I know we're on a Buy American kick in this country now. I'm just curious, where's Evolve built? Does it come from overseas like all the rest of them?
Nope, it's built in Owatonna, Minnesota. USA.
Perfect.
It's not too far from Minneapolis.
Yeah, I've been to Owatonna. Nice place if you get there. It's that's the home of the Great Plains Indians. That's a whole nother story, how I know that story. So
yeah, Jesse James and the Younger Gang and all that area.
Yeah, yep. Hey, listen, we'll let you go real quick, Steve. The clock's going to take us. Where can the listeners go get more information?
A couple of different locations, otctools.com. That's otctools.com. And they can also go to YouTube. And then in the YouTube search box, type in the word, three words, OTC Tool Guy. That's OTCTOOL Guy, GUY.
Okay. And that'll take them, get them some information if they want to take a look at an Evolve or any of the OTC scan tools
Correct.
That are out there. Cool beans. Steve, we got to get together for dinner. Don't be a stranger. Find your way to Waldwick. All right?
Talk to you soon.
You take good care and have a good rest of the afternoon. I'm Ron Ananian, the Car Doctor. We are back right after this.